This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States, has died. He was 94. He was a man with a sense of honor, duty, and service to his country, which played out over the last 60 years of the 20th century. Here he is campaigning for re-election in 1992.
For an endless, enduring dream and 1,000 points of light, this is my mission, and I will complete it.
During his years as president, George H.W. Bush ordered a military operation in Panama, that is, to overthrow its drug trafficking leader, Manuel Noriega. Later, he sent troops to the Middle East to repel Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein in his attempted takeover of Kuwait. It was perhaps the high point of the Bush presidency, his approval rating among U.S. voters reaching a record 89%. There were fireworks displayed in the nighttime sky over Washington to salute that successful mission. In 2011, Mr. Bush was awarded the Presidential Medal of Honor, the highest civilian honor in the United States, presented by then-President Barack Obama. In 2014, Mr. Bush fulfilled a long-standing promise to skydive on his 90th birthday. It was the eighth time the former president had made a parachute jump. And in his retirement years, President Bush watched as one of his sons, George W. Bush, twice win the presidency, only the second time in U.S. history that a father and son both became U.S. leaders. In recent years, he was confined to a wheelchair while he battled a form of Parkinson's disease. Mr. Bush was married for 73 years to the former Barbara Pierce, a woman he met in his teenage years, longest-serving marriage there, 73 years. Again, he died at the age of